This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking with our hometown hope for the month of July, and that's with the eBide Center here in Adrian. I'd like to welcome in Lynn Punnett, the manager in Community Resilience, Prominica Adrian eBide Neighborhood Promise, and it's good to have you back with us again, Lynn.
Thank you, Dale. I love coming here.
It's good to have you here, and I'm also happy to have D'Angelo Boone, who is the Education and Programming Coordinator for Prominica Adrian eBide Neighborhood Promise, and D'Angelo, welcome as well.
Thank you, Dale. Really appreciate it.
D'Angelo, we'll just start with you on kind of introduce us to what the Adrian eBide Neighborhood Promise is.
Absolutely. Thank you again. And first, that we are located at 801 East Maumee at the Adrian eBide Center at Comstock. And the program that we have there is free for everyone. But Prometica's mission with the Adrian eBide is to help improve health and well-being for members of our community. And it is a program that is community-centered and focus on health and social connections within community as well.
Okay. And you got a lot of partners that help out on this, right, too, D'Angelo?
Absolutely. And our partners are really key to the success of the program and everything that we're able to do and how we're able to address the needs of the community. So we are partnering with the Adrian Dominican Sisters, Resilience Community, and we are partnering with the Lenoir Community Foundation as well as the Boys and Girls Club and Adrian Public Schools. So it's a fantastic partnership.
It is. And it's good to have that collaboration, isn't it?
It is. It is. And to have information pouring from those different sectors of community really helped to increase our programming and the intentionality of it.
Now, there's another aspect of this, too, isn't there, Lynn?
There is. The eBide Neighborhood Promise is really about addressing social determinants of health, and that's a big phrase. But what it really means is there are disparities that exist, inequities that exist in communities, particularly communities that have had disinvestment. And East Adrian has had disinvestment over the years, mm-hmm. and so we were very intentional about making sure that the eBide Center was located in East Adrian. But social determinants of health addresses conditions in which people live, learn, work, and play. So we know from research that up to 80% of people's health outcomes are influenced by social and economic factors, not just things that people would go to a physician's office or a hospital for. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what we hope to address, that we will address and do address at the eBide Center at Comstock.
So let's talk about some of those examples then, Lynn. So we're talking about the non-medical factors.
Right, non-medical factors that influence health outcomes. For example, we offer various types of education, parenting classes, financial empowerment classes such as budgeting, building your credit, mental health, first aid, Getting Ahead, which is a really excellent program offered by Community Action Agency that is based on the Bridges Out of Poverty curriculum. We do fall prevention for seniors. And so these things are socioeconomic mm-hmm. factors mm-hmm. that influence people's health, that you're not going to go to a physician's office to learn how to fix your credit and reduce financial strain in your life.
Right.
But you can come to the eBide Center for something like that.
Which is great. I think
right.
It's great, yeah.
Absolutely. And safe and stable housing is foundational for people to have good health, right?
Right.
And so just one example is a class that we offer called Rent for Success. Again, in partnership with Community Action Agency, people come and learn about landlord-tenant issues, fair housing laws, things that they have in terms of their rights, mm-hmm. and how to maintain a rental property. All of these things really reduce stress in their life. Employment opportunities. We know one of the keys to breaking out of a cycle of poverty, which causes stress, which makes people sick, is having new career opportunities, to increase their earning potential. So in partnership with Michigan Works, we offer a virtual reality career exploration. It's really cool. You put on the goggles and it's so real. It's amazing. Also with that partner, we can help them prepare for interviews, interviewing for success. We cannot have this opportunity to be here today without talking about the new Align Center for Workforce Development and what they are bringing to the community in terms of certifications, apprenticeships, training opportunities for people who you know, want a new career, don't know where to go, don't know how to have a pathway to success through employment. The Align Center, as a strong partner of ours, is the place to be, and we're very fortunate to have them in our community. But employment opportunities change people's lives and improve their health as well.
Sure.
Social support systems are really important. Community engagement. And we let the East Adrian Community Coalition that meets in our space, we let them take the lead in that. We do support them. I guess you'd call us maybe their backbone organization.
Yeah.
But we host their meetings at our site. They have their events at the Ebide Center at Comstock, such as a family game night that we had in the spring, Break the Cabin Fever, but other things that they do too. And they are really taking the lead on engaging community and offering opportunities for people to come together for social cohesion. And that's really, really important. Nutritious foods are critical to people's health well-being.
Yeah.
And so the Lenawee Conservation District has a class with us every month. Last month they did a successful composting techniques. I think next month they're going to teach about It's a very clever title. Gosh, I forget the name of it.
It is soil Your Undies.
Soil Your Undies Challenge. Yes, the Soil Your Undies Challenge. How to use your underwear to test your soil, the health of your soil. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to know about that?
Yes.
You got me intrigued.
I know, but, you know, how to grow vegetables. I mean, they're doing things like that. We've had MSU Extension do their nutrition classes. And coming soon, we're going to have a ServSafe certification available for community members. We'll be scheduling that class. And then going back to the social cohesion thing, the coalition learned that, you know, that people love playing bingo. And so pretty soon we'll be announcing blood pressure bingo.
Oh, really?
At the Ebide Center at Comstock. So people could look for those announcements. And then the YMCA, we're so excited to be hosting classes in Adrian again, right?
Yes.
We don't have to go all the way out to the campus on 52. The YMCA is now offering cardio drumming, specialty yoga for seniors, dance exercise, and all kinds of things. And we can get into the specifics in a little bit about, you know, the classes that are offered in July. But we're just really glad to have wellness programming with the YMCA at the Ebide Center. So those are some examples.
And to me, it's like, this is what a great resource center this is going to be, D'Angelo. And again, I think you want to emphasize that this is free. Yeah, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The space offered to our partners are free, and the programs offered to community are free. That's kind of the give and take of it. If a partner wants to come in and to use space for programming, that it is offered to the community at no charge. And I think that's the difference with the Ebide initiative and expectation of programming coming in, is that we do get to bring these resources into the heart of a community that needs it most and make it accessible without charging any additional cost for it. And we've got a lot of programming that's coming up in the month of July that I'm really hoping the community takes advantage of. And it's a great opportunity. We've got lit pop-ups for our youth that's going to be taking place on July 1st, 8th, and 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. And dinner's going to be included in that as well.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah. So the kids can take home a book so they can begin to build their own library at home.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
and,
nice.
Yeah, and we've got the YMCA that's going to be offering dance exercise. So if you want to get your groove on, here's the opportunity. And also specialty yoga for seniors every Tuesday at 9 a.m. So the dance exercises start in July 7th which is a Monday, and it's going to be every Monday and Wednesday for the month of July, starting at 6 p.m. And just inviting different ones and everyone really to come out and take advantage of it. We also have Rent for Success, which is through our partnership with the Community Action Agency. That's going to be July 10th at 5:30. And there's a $50 stipend that's available to participants who take advantage of the class and a private budgeting counseling session.
Ooh, that's even, wow, yeah. That's really nice.
So it's not only free, they get a stipend if they come and take advantage of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, again, as Lynn mentioned earlier, the Lindway Conservation District with the Soil Your Undies Challenge, which I think is going to be fantastic.
And I do too.
I know the topic is quite hilarious, but I think it's going to be an attention getter.
Yes, yes, yeah, very much so.
And that's going to be July 10th at 6 p.m. And again, it's just to test the health of your garden soil. So for all our gardeners or wannabe gardeners, this is going to be a great opportunity. And Mental Health First Aid is July 14th. And that is done by Brooke at the Lindway Community Mental Health. And that's July 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I'll be remiss not to mention Road to Restoration.
Yes.
Which is going to be a huge program and a great opportunity for residents. And residents of Lindway County, not just East Adrian, but all residents of Lindway County to take advantage of that. So if you're looking to get information on how to restore your driving privileges, there's going to be attorneys present with the state of Michigan. There's going to be the Secretary of State. How do you order? The Secretary of State is going to be...
They'll have a mobile office. Anything you could do at the Secretary of State, you would be able to do at the eBide Center that day with their mobile office, plus the opportunity to meet with free attorneys.
Okay, excellent.
And we've got partners that's going to be there. And the services offered have been the cost for the services offered have been covered through various partners, Michigan Works, United Way. So we've got various partners covering that cost so that individuals could take advantage of this.
Nice. And that's going to be a what day again, D'Angelo?
That is July 31st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And that will be at the eBide Center.
It's at the eBide Center.
Okay.
You will want to give us a call and make an appointment. Some walk-ins will be welcome, but it's really good to get an appointment. And in addition to Michigan Works and the United Way, the Lindway Community Foundation and the Stubnitz Foundation have covered the costs associated with that.
That's amazing. That's great.
So the records check fee of $16, that will be a barrier for no one. And we really want to fill 100 appointments that day. So they are really pouring into this clinic in Adrian, and we're extremely grateful for that.
So let's kind of wrap things up as we're slowly, or quickly, I should say, getting to the end of the program to really talk about what the role the eBide Center has in the community.
Well, we see ourselves as a hub for collaboration, for sure, a safe and inclusive environment for all our residents, and access to our trusted partners and tailored programming based on what the community is telling us they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. So the goal is to build resilience, self-sufficiency, and hope. And in order to learn more, please call 517-264-1365. Again, 517-264-1365. They could always email us at adrianenp@prometica.org. And if they prefer to follow us on social media, we have Facebook, Prometica Adrian eBide Neighborhood Promise on Facebook. So they can learn about our programming or get on our mailing list by contacting us in any of those ways.
This is a wonderful resource that we have now here in the Adrian and also for the east side of Adrian, too. So this is really great. Thank you so much for coming in to tell us more about that. And congratulations on being the Hometown Hope for the month of July.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My guests have been Lynn Punnett, the Manager of Community Resilience, Prometica Adrian eBide Neighborhood Promise, and D'Angelo Boone, who is the Education and Programming Coordinator for Prometica Adrian eBide Neighborhood Promise. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.